That means you've
All
had
right.
four Chick-fil-A sandwiches in like 2 weeks.
Yep, sounds about right.
Big Huckin' Chicken. You go big and you are spicy.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Some Friends from College Dive On Into the Rapidly Escalating Fast Food Chicken Sandwich Wars, a tournament, parentheses working title. This is episode 2 of a planned 4. I'm Steve, and I'm here with my college friends, Tim and Keith. How are you guys doing?
Wow, that's a mouthful, huh?
Well, not as big a mouthful as some of the chicken sandwiches I ate this week, Keith.
Hey, well, you seem to like really take this seriously, in that you seem to eat like 3 of each contestant or something.
No, well, we'll get into, I think, how many sandwiches each of us had. But before we get started, I have to ask both of you guys, did you find yourselves in the like 3 or 4 weeks since we last recorded just getting inundated with article suggestions? Did your smartphone algorithms just decide that you wanted to read everybody else's takes on fast food chicken sandwiches, or was that just me?
At first I was excited, and I think I forwarded on 1 or 2 things being like, wow, I found something. And then very quickly realized that I could have done that every day between the last time we recorded and now. So I felt a little creepy.
I definitely got chicken sandwich targeted ads. For sure.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. And I think we are suddenly their target audience. But that's okay. You know, we're part of that. We're part of this, you know, this very niche segment now of the chicken fast food sandwich war media. So let's just get right into it. We tasted 4 sandwiches in the left half of the first round, so to speak. We, of course, had the Popeyes chicken sandwich going up against the Burger King original chicken sandwich. And then we had the Wendy's classic or spicy, if you choose, sandwich going up against the Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich, that is. Although I don't know if they have a different kind of crispy sandwich. That would be, I don't want to think about that really, so I'm just going to move on. Did you guys, were you able, first of all, both of you, to consume all 4 sandwiches?
I consumed all 4 sandwiches. I struggled with Popeyes. The first Popeyes I went to only had bone-in chicken. So like,
you were really boned, huh?
That it's like not since I went to a Subway without bread have I been so disappointed.
That's. Back up. You've been to a Subway that was just out of bread?
All right. So really it was a Togo's, but that's really just a West Coast place. So I tried to make you understand by saying Subway.
Yeah, but now they're going to sue you for libel because that was never them.
Does Togo have places to sit inside?
It does. Or is it,
okay. So it's not just like a to-go and trying to be fancy and calling it Togo.
Well, it's Togo's.
Yeah, I thought Togo's was, I thought that was the play on words, was it was like to go.
I'm sure it is, but certainly you can sit in there.
All right, let's get right on into it then. You're already keep describing your Popeye's not the sandwich, but the ordeal it took to get the sandwich. So let's go right ahead and talk about Popeye's and Burger King. And what I want to do here, I want to make it, let's not immediately reveal, you know, which one was better, which one we're voting for. We'll each say our pieces about each of them. And then we will reveal all at once how we're voting. And it's just a majority wins. And that one will move on and face the winner of the other, the Wendy's winner.
So there's like 2 Popeyes that are each about 25 minutes from my house. I go to the one in Leominster because I don't know. I had heard good things from Tim about it. I get there. It's 11:30. So they kind of just opened up, even though it's supposed to be 10:30. There was a sign on their drive-through that says we open up at 11:15. So the beauty is there's no line. And Steve, you had warned me about the line that you experienced in Chelmsford/Lowell, wherever it is. So I was excited.
Yeah, that was a rough line.
I was excited, and then this woman I could barely understand was like, we only have like something kind of chicken, but it's some whatever name they have for bone-in chicken that's not bone-in. And I'm like, all right, what does that mean? Do you have the chicken sandwich? It's like, we only have this kind of chicken. And I was like, okay, when are you going to have the other kind of chicken? And they said, not today. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm driving the 35 minutes to Chelmsford from here. So that's what I did. And I drove to the other fucking Popeyes and then sat in a line that took 25 minutes, even though it was only like four cars. And then...
But you also had a line at that Popeyes.
I did. It was like noon when I got there, and there was a significant line.
But slow moving. Slow moving is frustrating.
It is. And yeah, both my kids are asleep, so we don't know if we should get them chicken or not. And then we ended up getting them the tenders, but I'm not an experienced Popeyes eater, so I didn't know how big they were. So we got five, not knowing that like each one is like a meal for a toddler.
Yeah, because they don't have kids' meals, correct? There's no kids' meals at Popeyes. Well,
no, I think they just started having them, and I saw it after we ordered, and it's literally one chicken tender. It's one. So that's very confusing.
In a kid's meal?
Correct.
Oh,
which is interesting. So I order the sandwich.
Sounds like a chicken patty, meaning a tender.
I order the sandwich. I get the regular with the pickles. I don't go spicy. But then I have to split it with Danielle, my wife, and she does the rip, and I probably get a third of the sandwich.
Mm. Oh, know? Boy.
Did you get pickles on this or
no? I got one pickle. I made sure I got the pickle. You know, I tasted the bun and everything, and the breading was interesting to me. It reminded me of, like, Special K cereal. It was
crispy.
Mine was like light and papery.
Hmm. Like, wait, Special K cereal before or after you add milk to it?
Like just before the milk hits.
All right. So I did a similar thing, got in line with a sleeping or maybe not sleeping toddler in the back seat. Now, I went for the bang bang. I went for the I'm going to get Popeyes at the drive-thru, drive less than 5 minutes to a nearby Burger King, get that sandwich, and I will have the actual comparison to compare. That's the daring verb. That's the verb version of comparison. Yeah. So we get to the Popeyes, and again, it just line almost backed up to the road. And this is not a fast-moving line, as you've said, Keith. This is a slow, lethargic line. I'm on the app in the car trying to order the to go from this Popeyes, and it's just not working. I'm getting like bugs in the app. I think I could have ordered a delivery to the parking lot of Popeyes much more quickly than I could have actually gotten through the line. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. That may ultimately affect my decision at some point on Popeyes. But I'm talking about the sandwich itself now. I thought the sandwich itself was very interesting. I've had this sandwich before, but you're alluding to like a Special K, like a cereal-like texture, Keith, on it.
Yeah.
My chicken, it was very crispy. I was very impressed with how crispy it was. But within that crispness, it was, let me check my notes here. I've written golden brown exterior on the breast and the bun. I went with the original over the spicy, and I regret that a little bit because this is why. I just felt that the seasoning on the chicken, it wasn't aggressive, it wasn't salty, it wasn't spicy. I was impressed by the texture. It was a moist, juicy breast, but there wasn't a lot going on in the sandwich. Now, on one hand, I'm thinking maybe that's the point. Let the chicken itself be the star of the chicken sandwich. But on the other, like that little pickle and that little amount of mayo were doing a lot of heavy lifting in making this more than just a chicken between two piece, a piece of chicken between two pieces of bread. And I don't know. I might want a little else with my chicken sandwich beyond what I just described, a piece of chicken between two slices of bread or buns. There was no excessive grease. I almost wanted a little more grease. I wanted a little bit of hot juice in my mouth and really wanted to taste a nice chicken sandwich. But and I'm not saying I didn't, don't get me wrong. It was still very good. But something about the surrounding players, the accompaniments, it just didn't fully transcend for me. And there's one other thing I noticed, which it could be just a weird fuck up on my end. Did you guys, when you got your Popeye sandwiches, did they come with a top bun and a bottom bun? Because mine came with two top buns, and that might have been contributing to the overall heft and breadiness.
That is not what I had.
No, I had a hard time holding mine because my breast was so misshapen.
Mine was huge.
Like it should be between two pieces of bun or whatever. It was weird.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I definitely got a fuck up. Got two top buns, two tops, probably certainly better than two bottoms, but definitely threw that bread ratio a little bit, and I was. Maybe that's why I was like, this is under mayonnaised or under seasoned. Maybe I was just getting too much bread. But yeah, long line, potentially fucked up sandwich. That was kind of my Popeyes experience. Tim, what about you?
Yeah, so I went to Popeyes. Actually, the one that Keith had mentioned was the Popeyes that I'd went to the day before. When I was about to drive, I was driving kind of by it, not that close to my house. And saw there was a very long line and had a family with me, could tell they didn't necessarily want to wait, and there was a Chipotle nearby. So went to go to the Chipotle, which for the kids, but was very bizarre in that this Chipotle had a drive-through at it, but that you had to order on an app, and it was the slowest moving thing I've ever seen. And to the point where I tried to go inside and you couldn't go inside, was there for 5 to 10 minutes, didn't see like any of the cars moving through. Long story short, didn't go to Chipotle, had to kind of break the news to the kids. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go get some Popeyes. I didn't really care what the line was. So went to Popeyes.
So just real quick, we all brought our entire family with us to Popeyes.
Yes. No, but again, I'll just say in my case that this was a dry, you know, it was on the way to something else.
I got you.
So
same. Yeah. But yeah.
But so go to Popeyes. I'm a little worried about what the line is. And I joked that I was going to go no matter what. Ultimately was going to see what the line was like. It was probably about 5 cars deep. And it actually moved. So I didn't move probably for like 3 to 4 minutes, which is, I was about to bail. And then all of a sudden the line just flew. So like wonderful drive through experience. Mm-hmm. Felt like I was at a McDonald's. Like it just kind of went right. Which was very surprising because usually places like this don't, you know, for a very good reason, aren't churning people out fast, but they were able to move through. Very good drive through experience. I ordered just the classic chicken, so didn't go spicy, and kind of got it the way that they have ordered it. And this is, I think, mm-hmm. probably the fourth or fifth time I've had a Popeyes chicken sandwich. First time.
I haven't had Popeyes 5 times in my life.
I hadn't had Popeyes more than once or twice before they came out with the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that really was a game changer for them.
Yeah, certainly. And so what's interesting is the biggest takeaway I had from having the Popeye's chicken sandwich actually is in pretty direct contrast to both of you. Because the thing that I would say that, to me, the Popeye's chicken sandwich was so well put together. And by that, I just felt like everything complemented everything else really well. And it wasn't like I would say, oh, this, like, the pickle was good, the chicken was good, the bun was good. But it was more about, the sum was greater than its parts, right? It just felt like it was, these are tastes that belong together, that go together. I'm a big chicken guy in terms of, you know, when I get a chicken sandwich, it's the chicken that I care about. And it was very impressive. Sure. The chicken was crispy, but on the inside, the chicken was juicy, and it was a natural juice, which, you know, we can get into a little bit later. I think directly contrasts some other things that I had. And so to me, just every piece was, you know, it was a good piece of chicken put together right, pretty easy to hold. Now, with that in mind, I've yet to have one that was as good as my first. So I don't
That's
know.
That's interesting. Did you have your first back during that initial boom when they first blew up in 2019?
So my first was in February in Florida. Part of me wonders, does Florida know how to do Popeyes? You know, does the South know how to do Popeyes better than up here in the North? Right? Is there a difference? Is it truly standardized? And then the other thing I'll say is that I also got, I don't know if either of you got Cajun fries with your sandwich.
No, I went. Go for it. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say that I don't know that I would say that I would choose Cajun fries over a number of other, you know, competitor fries. Mm. But just it being a different flavor was comforting, right? It was a nice change. And so I really appreciate that they have Cajun fries just because it's a bit different from what you see.
Sure.
Every other competitor, which was a nice little treat. And then once I left the drive-thru line, my son in the back seat said, "Where's my food?" And I had just gotten a chicken sandwich for myself that needed to go get something for the family afterwards. So I'm that kind of dad.
I love that. One thing I forgot to mention about my story, just real quick, similar, but as we're going all the way through this line, and it's a long line we've already established, right?
Yep.
We get there, and the woman on the other end asks what we would like. And, you know, my wife has decided that she just wants she'll have a bite of the chicken sandwich. She wants a biscuit, and she will split the biscuit with my son in his car seat. And so we order one chicken sandwich, no meal, and one biscuit. And the woman on the other end of the drive-thru was like apoplectic. She was like, that's it? You don't want, we can get you, you can make that with a, you want a drink? I was like, no, that's okay. You want any sides? No, really, just that. And she, again, just that? Really, just that? I was like, yep. No, we did wait in a half hour line just to get one chicken sandwich and one biscuit. So...
How was the biscuit, you know, by the way?
Really, they twisted the knife. What's that?
How was the biscuit?
That's fine. You know, I think I zoned out a little while I took the bite of the little bite of biscuit I had. I'm not even positive I had a bite of the biscuit now that you actually are really asking me about it. Okay. The biscuits in the past have been, I think, kind of greasy, kind of really heavy.
Yeah.
But in the past, I have to say Popeyes in general has really not sat well with me. But
sit factor.
What Keith calls the sit factor. I've had bad Popeyes experiences in the past. I'm gonna leave it at that. But this chicken sandwich, and really all the chicken sandwiches I've had from Popeyes, not sitting terribly, or didn't sit terribly. I should say it's long past the sit stage now. But they sit well enough. I don't think those are where the excessive really greasy, really Cajun-y seasoning really kicks in and destroys me.
Yeah, it leaves you full. That would be like, I think there's a difference between being full and feeling sick and gross. And I feel like that the Popeye's chicken sandwich to me leaves me feeling very full, which again, it's not, you don't always want to feel really full, but it just, it gets to the size of it being, you know, I think what I would say the biggest or maybe most filling of the chicken sandwiches that I had.
It was big. I did some calorie comparisons early on when I did our the write-up on the field of chicken sandwiches we're looking at, and it's like a 650, 700 calorie sandwich, which is not in and of itself super excessive, but that's almost twice as much as some of the other sandwiches in our little tournament. So before we move on and contrast to Burger King, any final thoughts on Popeyes or anything that hasn't come up yet? I mean, we've all talked about, I think we all got the regular, not the spicy. So does anyone regret not getting the spicy?
I don't. One thing I will say though, which take it for what it's worth, this is just sort of my opinion, but I got a tip from Keith, you know, for other places about asking for light mayo rather than just getting it the way it is, because the mayo can come on. In the past, I've gotten sandwiches where it's just sort of really gloppy and it's a big turnoff for me. But I actually, I don't think this sways my opinion, but Popeyes is the only place where I didn't say light mayo. And it comes from a place of trusting Popeyes to put together a good sandwich. Whereas other places, I don't trust that they know how to put the right ratio of mayo to chicken. And so I asked for it light.
Well, the other reason for that tip is you want to customize a sandwich so they make it fresh. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want it sitting on the production line with the standard accoutrements. You know?
Maybe that's why the drive-thru is taking forever, is everyone else was doing that.
Yeah, and then a couple people in front of me just got the standard run-of-the-mill sandwich. And,
I didn't do it at Popeyes.
Yeah.
I got the standard.
I slightly regret not getting the spicy. Again, just because for me, the sandwich was lacking just something. The ratios were all there. It wasn't over or under mayoed. The pickle was great. The bun was great. You know what? We've solved it. I got too much bun because I got two top buns. That's really what it was for me, I think. But should Popeye survive and move on, I do think I'll have to try the spicy.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we jump into the BK original?
Sure.
All right.
I feel like Keith, Marissa should guest star because she's had such a bad experience in the past.
I will, on her behalf, share the Burger King chicken sandwich story from college, which was that she and I went to Burger King in our college town, which you guys were both in, and she asked for some sort of chicken sandwich. I forget exactly which one. And she claims after the fact that she heard someone say, "New record," as far as how quickly they had cooked it, which is a giant red flag, right? A bunch of teenagers in the kitchen trying to like race each other to cook a chicken sandwich. But she bit into it and immediately she was like, there's something not right here. But, and I love my wife, but I don't know why she did this next thing. She took a second bite before she looked at the sandwich. And by the second bite, it was clear that she was biting into just a pink mess on the inside of the sandwich. I mean, it was not undercooked. It was raw. And that was, you know, just disgusting for a number of reasons. And this being just one of the shittiest run Burger Kings I've ever seen, the manager was like a little apprehensive about giving her money back for it. He was kind of like, well, you know, you got this with a buy one, get one coupon. And it was like, that's not at all the point here, sir. Like, you know, a little Karen in training back then, I guess. But no, I kid Marissa. She's shooting the eyes across the room. She knows the story I'm telling, and she is not pleased.
Didn't she drop like an F-bomb and say it's fucking raw or something? Like that she might have been Gordon Ramsay at that point.
We may have said it in unison. Like we were on our way out, and the guy then tried to say, you know, wait, you paid for with a coupon. Like, yeah. Why would I give you your money back? And that was when I think she or I or both of us said it was fucking raw. But it was truly raw. It was not like, oh, this is a little under. And she's now telling me it was completely crispy on the outside, which is what threw her. It looked completely normal until that first bite.
I'm honestly like surprised that it's not fully cooked before it gets there, to be honest. Like,
so I agree. Now this wasn't, I want to be clear, this was not the BK original chicken sandwich that we are about to describe in detail. This was some sort of tender crisp something or other. Burger King always seems to have like a you know, next tier chicken sandwich that they're unveiling and then pulling back in and remodeling. And I don't know. I'm sure if we do a spinoff version of Some Friends from College, yada, 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 we'll have more fast food chicken sandwiches in the future. And one of them will probably be whatever Burger King is going to unveil shortly to compete in the fast food chicken wars. But all that's neither here nor there. Keith, you really advocated for this sandwich's inclusion in this tournament, and then you advocated for its matchup. Let's hear about it. Let's hear about your experience with the BK original chicken sandwich. Well,
so, I mean, growing up, this was like my first foray into not getting a Happy Meal, but going the value meal route. Like, this was like my first R-rated movie, but in chicken sandwich form. You know what I mean?
I completely know what you mean. And for me, that was the Quarter Pounder. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So it holds a special place in my heart. I mean, I think this Burger King started selling this in like 1978. So it's an oldie. It's also like the only fast food sandwich that I can think of that's like oblong, you know what I mean? Like it's just it's got that it factor. It has a very specific look. There's really no chicken sandwich that compares to it. And I love the bun. I just really do. I like the sesame seeds, but then you got like, I don't know. It's very unique and it just works for me. You know?
Yeah, we all have that fast food item in our hearts, and I love that you love this sandwich, and I'm glad you've tried this.
Yeah, so I went to Burger King. I did my regular when I ordered this sandwich, is very infrequent at this point because Burger Kings are harder to come by than like Wendy's and McDonald's. I ordered the light mayo and I say light lettuce, which doesn't do anything, but it ensures that I get a freshly made sandwich.
Sure. So double custom orders, they don't have like a pre-made light mayo standard lettuce that they're just going to give you.
No. Right. Right. I try to just make it as custom
like,
as possible.
This light on both.
I want to make it as custom as possible without taking any of the typical toppings off of it, which is really weird, but still. So thankfully my strategy worked and I got one that was piping hot to the point when I bit into it kind of burnt my mouth, which is what I'm looking for.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You know, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I know. It's like,
do you still feel it
on its A game. And you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Sit factor has always been an issue with Burger King. Like, didn't make me feel great afterwards, but I was expecting it, and you know, it's fine. I'm fine with it. But I had a good experience.
You know what you're getting into.
All right.
No, that's. I mean, I love that. I guess I'll go next because I went second last time, right? I'm barely tracking this.
So you ate this after Popeyes?
I ate this immediately after Popeyes. Okay. I wanted to eat them side by side and go back and forth, but it was easier given everything going on and the wait times, et cetera, to consume one on the way to getting the other. And so I was able to do a direct comparison. And I hope I didn't do Burger King a disservice by having it immediately after Popeyes, like once I was a little more just tired of eating chicken. But I really don't think I did, because I did enjoy this sandwich, and I'm happy that I did. I said, and my notes are, again, they were taken at the same time, so a lot of these will be in comparison to Popeyes. I said it was more seasoned, salty, and greasy, which, if you recall, is something I was looking for out of Popeyes. The texture was a little spongier, but it wasn't quite damp. I thought the lettuce and mayonnaise were adding depth and texture appropriately. The lettuce, for me, was surprisingly decent. I mean, it's that terrible, like, chopped up, diced up little shards and ribbons of lettuce, but that worked just fine for me. The mayonnaise was a little heavier than it was on Popeyes without being overbearing, and I like a little mayonnaise, so I didn't mind that at all. I thought the chicken was less the star player and more of a key ingredient in the overall experience. Like, the mayonnaise and the lettuce were responsible for instance, the savory and the texture, and the chicken didn't necessarily have the texture, but it had some sort of meaty, greasy flavor, which I liked a lot. And, you know, the bun, I didn't love the bun, but I'm fine with what the bun is, right? It's a standard sesame seed. It's oblong, as you said, Keith. It's kind of not quite elliptical, but like almost like a big fat hot dog bun that's been flattened out a bit. It was good. I have nothing negative to say about this chicken sandwich. I'm still a little surprised that they don't sell it at a cheaper price than they do, but I don't want to conflate value with overall excellence. And I do think this was a tasty chicken sandwich. I would get it again. I probably wouldn't get it over a number of other things on the Burger King menu, but I would get it again. And I'm very glad to have tried it and experienced it. And I'm not even positive that I had before this.
Well, I'll use that as a nice segue to say I'd never had this before. So if nothing else comes of this, being able to try the Burger King sandwich was a treat, just to kind of get me to try something new.
It's so interesting. This was such a staple of my childhood.
Yeah, I mean, Burger King in general wasn't big for my child. I think it was more of my mom was not a Burger King person, so.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just always McDonald's had those nuggets, yeah. And Burger King now has nuggets, but you know, they weren't, I don't think they were around when I was a kid, or maybe they revamped them or something, I don't know, but I was just always more into McDonald's than Burger King, really until, like, college, I would say, but go on.
Yeah, and so the other thing that you brought up, Steve, that I think is... that I'll just go on a quick 1 minute aside here is just on the concept of value. And so with Burger King, the Burger King chicken sandwich, to your point, Keith, you had mentioned being on the kind of on the value side. I mean, to me, it was a legit expensive chicken sandwich. I mean, I forget if it was $3.50, $4.50, maybe like $4.50 just standalone. So it wasn't cheap. And so I got very excited.
I think mine was $4+.
Yeah, I was very excited to see in the mail I got a coupon that was two of those chicken sandwiches plus two small fries for $5.50. And I thought, all right.
Oh, boy.
I was like, all right, this is good, right? Like, I can, you know, it's a good deal. There's one thing I like more than a good chicken sandwich. It's a good deal. But not to be outdone, I decided to check the app. And the app actually had the same deal, but for only... $4.99, which so two chicken sandwiches, yeah, two small fries for 49 cents, for $4.99. And then, and not to jump ahead, I found out after I used the coupon in the app, I got a new coupon in the app that was $3.99 for two of those chicken sandwiches and two small fries. So I'm not sure what I'm not sure what their marketing strategy is, which is that when they think, oh, he's had this, so now let me give it to him for a dollar less to try to get him to have it again.
That alone speaks ill of this. It's the opposite of how they hook you on drugs.
But. Yeah. But with that in mind, so having it for the first, so I ended up getting two, and I could not get a single other family member to have any of anything. So it was all for me, as much as I tried to pawn off fries and whatnot. My son likes Burger King onion rings, actually, for what it's worth.
Those are good, and they have a horrible sit factor.
Yeah.
That is my my take on this.
Yep. And so... So yeah, so I got the two sandwiches. I decided to have one for lunch. My big takeaway was this was a juicy chicken sandwich. Not in a bad way, but maybe not in a good way. It felt very artificially juicy. Like, it felt like the juice that I was tasting was not from the chicken, even though it was a decent juice flavor. Similarly, this was the first chicken sandwich I've had in a while that tasted salty. So I clearly tasted this was a salty, juicy sandwich. Again, the flavor was decent. It was absolutely decent. I thought, to your point, Steve, I actually wrote down, I thought the lettuce was surprisingly pretty good. Had a good size, right? I mean, I felt full, very full after. I actually didn't really feel well after I had it. So I was lying down on a couch. I joked that I put it in the fridge because I was like, oh, maybe I'll have it later. And so I didn't eat after I had it, and then proceeded to late at night after after wife and kids were fed. And I was just sort of like, I don't want to make something for myself. So I decided to take the second sandwich out of the fridge and have it dinner after it felt terrible for lunch. And to my surprise, the second one went down a lot easier. I took it straight out of the fridge, didn't heat it up, just had it cold. It retained, I would say, like 90% of the flavor and taste and goodness. And it actually sat really well in my stomach, especially for being the second. Maybe my stomach grew stronger, like it built up the antibodies that you need to swallow a Burger King sandwich. But
I think so. I think that first one was kind of forcing its way through, and then it's, you know, the second one was like, well, I mowed the lawn last week, how hard could it be to mow it right now, you know?
So I would not hesitate to eat a delayed Burger King chicken sandwich, which I view as a big plus. Good
that
flexibility.
That fascinates me. The idea of leftover fast food in general is, don't get me wrong, I've had it. We've all had a burger that has been in a refrigerator. But the idea that it was not vile, but in fact, possibly more pleasant, it almost sounds like. I mean, that's incredible to me. I need to buy a Burger King sandwich and stick it straight in the fridge and then just eat it.
I mean, again, it was like, you know, there's a part of it that's very lowered expectations, because you're expecting a 7 hour old Burger King sandwich in the fridge, but it was good. It was pretty good. I would, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend back to back, but, you know, it kind of was muted. It was a bit muted, but it still was, again, it sort of goes back to that whole juicy and salty that was still there.
And I wonder if the coldness of your refrigerator kind of slowed down the viscosity of that chicken juice and let it congeal more into more of a solid, like a solid fat, like room temperature butter rather than hot melted butter or something when you were eating it.
Yeah, certainly possible. And again, the sandwich is aesthetically pretty pleasing. Like, I like the shape as sesame seeds, I'm always a fan of. So, like, you know, nothing stood out from that. I didn't think the bun tasted anything spectacular, but I like the way it looked. Something a little different.
I hear you. All right, guys, any additional takes on the Burger King chicken sandwich before we reveal our votes?
So I just wanted to say, when I was living in California after college for a little bit, I lived pretty close to a Burger King. And I remember one day I was super stressed and I just like walked out the door, and Danielle was like, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Leave me alone." And then I just got in the car and I drove to Burger King, had a chicken sandwich, made everything all right. And then as I drove home, I got a speeding ticket. But
too high.
That was a Burger King commercial until, you know, that was just pitch perfect. The man angry at his wife, or I guess fiance at the time, and Burger King makes him feel better. Just a beautiful. I love Burger King's ads, man, or at least their ads of 10 years ago, but that's a story for another time.
The last thing I'll add real quick is, you know, in my coupon, I mentioned that I also got two small fries. So one of those fries was also stuck in the fridge and consumed late at night, and that I do not recommend. You just feel really bad about yourself.
French fries in general are dog shit after about 6 minutes. Maybe you have 6 minutes to eat them. If you are getting fast food and going home with it with the intent to eat it, you better have the fries in the car, because those are, oh my god,
it's cold, soggy fries. And honestly, I'm not a big promoter of Burger King fries anyway. So it was, it was late night food. What are you gonna do?
All right, guys. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner. And at that point, we are all going to say simultaneously, or although, you know, on some sort of phone delay, because we're not all in the same room, as you can probably tell by our audio and the, ongoing coronavirus pandemic. We're all going to say slowly and clearly at the same time which sandwich we are pushing through to the next round. And if it's unanimous, great. And if it's not, the 2-1 will win, and that will be the sandwich that advances. Are we all ready?
I guess.
I am ready.
All right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Popeye's
Burger
chicken
King
sandwich.
Burger King and Popeye's.
For sure, Burger King.
All right. That came out horribly asynchronous on my end, but that was two Popeyes and one Burger King. So right. With apologies to deceased, and with thanks for introducing both Tim and me to that sandwich, this is where it will, we'll mark its grave here and bury it and pay our respects.
It was just, I thought Popeyes was just so bland. It was so boring. What was the hype all about? I don't think I'll ever eat Popeyes again.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I would recommend. Look, you are well within your rights to not like it. I would say that, as Steve has shown with getting two top buns, that mistakes can happen. You know, I've probably eaten a Chick-fil-A sandwich more than any other one, and I've had, you know, a variety, you know, a range of tastes. So I would recommend trying it again, if for nothing else, for the sake of this tournament. But if, you know, fool me once, right, fool you twice, then, you know, let's not go a third time.
I just don't think it, like, the comparisons are made between it and Chick-fil-A, and I find those comparisons kind of ridiculous. So maybe I didn't have a good
one. Right,
I don't know.
They're different. They're very different.
We may have an opportunity to see Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, although we may not.
I will say, and this will not influence my voting, that the idea that if Popeyes could somehow win it all and that Keith votes for it would somehow mean that Keith thinks the Burger King chicken sandwich is the best chicken sandwich in all of fast food, would leave me with a little warm feeling inside. So I don't want you to give up on it.
All right, I'm worried about our tournament, which is a good segue to the lower left portion of the bracket. I don't want to really jump the gun too much here, but here we have Wendy's taking on Wendy's. And, you know, shame on me. This is my fault. I thought it would be a good idea to pit Wendy's against Wendy's for the sake of the ease and convenience of a direct comparison. I will say right now that this was not the best decision for the competitive balance of the tournament. That said, I don't want to bury Wendy's just yet. Let's jump on in to the Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich. Keith, what were your takes on the Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich?
So I went to Wendy's somewhat excited because I was going to try the spicy crispy chicken sandwich. This is the dollar menu spicy sandwich. it's on the menu. I order it. And then the person's like, we don't serve that anymore. I was like, all right.
You and me both. You and me both.
Just get me the original crispy chicken sandwich. So I get it. That's all I order. I don't order fries. I don't order a drink. I pull over. I'm going to eat it right in the car because I want to get it at its freshest, right? My takeaway was it was so bland. It just didn't taste like much at all. My bun was borderline stale. My chicken was sort of hard, but it had like almost no discernible taste. The lettuce was okay. I did order light mayo, so the mayo was okay, but it was just like, I don't know. I just don't know what I was eating. The fact that the sandwich was in the tournament at all was kind of a disappointment to me.
Yeah, that is a mea culpa on my part. And I echo everything you're saying, Keith. That was my experience almost to a T, except that my experience involved eating multiple Wendy's chicken sandwiches at the same time. And we'll get into that later. But the Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich, I did the same thing. I wanted the spicy crispy, and I had seen it advertised. We had talked about it, I think, on our last episode, and it just wasn't available. It's as if they pulled it off the menu sometime in the last few weeks, quietly or something. This will maybe be a controversial take. It was under mayonnaised, in my opinion. I didn't ask for light mayo. I had just got a standard one. The mayo was between the bun and a single piece of lettuce. And then beneath that was my patty. And beneath that patty was the second bun. There was no mayonnaise touching the chicken, which I thought was a missed opportunity, because I think those flavors go a lot better together than necessarily mayonnaise and lettuce. I appreciated the single piece of lettuce instead of the pile of shredded lettuce, which is the second time I've now had a thumbs up to give a restaurant on their lettuce. But overall, this was just not good. I'm echoing everything Keith's saying. If they had the spicy crispy, I would have gotten that in a heartbeat. That would have at least given some semblance of flavor. There's just no flavor here. Even the weird grease juice Tim is describing in the Burger King sandwich, I would have gladly had that here. I would have taken more mayonnaise here. I would have taken anything. It was just barely anything at all. And I don't want to belabor the point, but Tim, how did you feel about the Wendy's crispy sandwich?
Yeah, so I had three different Wendy's sandwiches. So I had the crispy chicken and then the other ones. But on the crispy chicken, so a little bit of a different take here. Maybe it's an expectation thing, maybe it's a price thing, but the lettuce I thought was great. I was shocked. I loved the single piece. It was fresh, crispy, like it knocked it out of the park. Bread was fine. The thing that I almost wrote about this chicken patty was, to me, it was a high school chicken patty that went to college. A step up from what I would get in high school, but it was good. It was probably, you know, and again, I lobbied against having this in the tournament, but I mean, I think its direct comparison to me is the McChicken, and I thought this was much mm-hmm. better than the McChicken. I was very pleased. It was not crispy at all, but I didn't really expect it to be crispy. But I will say, you know, as I ate the inside, as I was looking at the inside, it didn't give off the overly strong appearance of chicken parts within the chicken, right? But, you know, if you look at like a chicken McNugget, it just kind of looks like a white blob. Yeah.
The part where the gray tendon meets the white piece of cooked skin. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That you know, for the price on the menu, again, and then the other big takeaway is I left this chicken sandwich hungrier than when I started. Every other chicken sandwich, I felt very full after, like didn't feel great.
A little appetizer. They can sell it as a starter.
Yeah, I got it as a part of the $4 for $4. I wasn't even that hungry going in, which was very dangerous in some ways. And after I ate it, I was like, I wish I had another. It was light, which I really appreciated. It was cheap, which was great. And I got light mayo. And to your point, Steve, I actually would say that in some ways I'd prefer less than more, but I probably would have taken a little bit more mayo on it. It was probably a little under mayo that I didn't totally taste it then. And I only probably tasted it in a few bites. But yeah, overall I was very pleased.
So I'm hearing enthusiasm from you and maybe kind of disappointment from me and Keith. On the other side of this little this matchup, we have the Wendy's Classic / Spicy. And again, I will own this and own my mistakes. I really, even after having these recently, thought that the Spicy and Classic were kind of the same overall tier. Much like Chick-fil-A has two versions of the sandwich, Spicy or the Classic for them, whatever it's called. Just the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, actually. Anyway, I really thought these were like, one was a variant of the other. But I'm with you, Keith, now. That is not the case. And I'm curious, which of the Spicy versus Classic did each of you consume for the sake of this tournament?
Well, I ate both because I had a bad experience with the new Classic sandwich the first time, and I figured I'd give it another go. And I was more impressed the second time, but certainly the variant that I am voting on is the Spicy chicken sandwich. It's been around a long time. They're tried and true sandwich, chicken sandwich, in my opinion. Though it's not super spicy, that spice gives it taste that I find myself looking for in some of these chicken sandwiches. So that's kind of the one that ultimately I'm going to opine on. You guys have heard, I like this sandwich.
I'm going to throw out a little hot take here, which is to say, depending on which one I choose to rank, I put the crispy chicken in the middle.
That is interesting to me. Okay. Okay.
I get into describe, so I had them both at the same time, two for $5.
yep.
So same meal. I had not
and,
had this.
And neither one hung out in your fridge for a while this time?
Nope. This time both went down. Also with a $1 large fry from the app, which was a mistake. Side note, I feel like Burger King and Wendy's fries, just both, I don't know why they can't have better French fries. Neither good, wouldn't recommend. Had both Wendy's sandwiches. To me, the class, they were different chicken. They were clearly different chicken breasts. I think the Wendy's
the classic and the spicy.
The classic to me was a Popeye's knockoff, for lack of a better word, right? I mean, I think it tried to imitate, but it was basically, I view it in a lot of ways as a B version of Popeye's, right? I think it was a B chicken. You know, it was a decent bun. I thought the pickles were weak. Definitely some of the worst pickles I've had in a chicken sandwich in a little while. I thought the chicken itself, right? I mean, it was good. Not great. I would eat it again. Good. My spicy experience just, I don't know. I put the spicy as a high quality chicken patty, would be how I would describe it. It was actually very spicy. Wasn't crispy at all. I thought I got a very bad piece of lettuce on it, which was disappointing. And I can kind of only grade against what I'm seeing. And then this meal, and maybe it's unfair, I attribute it more to the spicy. It was very gastronomically challenging later on. So I think
that's so interesting.
I think, you know, again, I've talked about others, you know, making me feel very full. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm ultimately full for a little while, and then I'm fine. Whereas this one went through me.
So, but you ate two sandwiches, and you're putting all the blame on the spicy. How can you know?
So it's fair, and I guess it comes back to I've had the, which maybe isn't fair, I've had the classic chicken once before and did not experience that. And that was sort of the first time having the spicy chicken.
You ever think that just eating two full-size chicken sandwiches is too much?
I mean, I did it with Burger King and survived. I guess maybe there was some time in between.
Fair point.
Here's where I need to jump in and say, Keith, if two sandwiches is too many, what would you say to three? I wanted to compare the crispy to only the spicy or the classic. And when it was clear that there was no spicy crispy, I determined that the correct and fair comparison then would be to the Wendy's classic, right? But as I'm looking at the price on the menu, again, I'm blown away that the Wendy's classic chicken itself as a standalone sandwich is more than $5, but the spicy and the classic can be had in a 2 for $5. So I purchase both and say, this is great. I'm getting, again, there's a discount that they'll give me the spicy with the classic. But the way everything unfolded, I can't even describe it necessarily, but the crispy, as we've already said, was so, or at least as Keith and I have said, was so underwhelming to me, so nothing, that I determined then and there, okay, I will have both of these other sandwiches, the spicy and the classic. The aftermath of all this, not the gory aftermath, but the actual what happened later was I did not eat for 24 more hours. I had like coffee for breakfast, the next day I skipped dinner, I had coffee for breakfast, and then I skipped lunch at work, and was actually starving last night, but I needed a full 24-hour reset, no question. My notes, I had the crispy, and then I had the spicy, and then I had the classic. And it was, I'm glad I did it that way, because there's almost an escalation of contents in the sandwich when you do it that way. The crispy itself was just the single piece of lettuce, as we've discussed, the patty, and then a little bit of mayonnaise. Now, when you go to the spicy from there, in my experience, you got a better bun, same lettuce, you get the addition of a little piece of tomato. And I know both of you have mentioned in the past you're not tomato guys. Did either of you have tomato on either of these sandwiches, or did you hold the tomato?
I did not.
I did not have tomato.
Okay. No, that's interesting. So I will opine on the tomato here. It was thin and whitish. It was generally bad, but I think the inclusion of the tomato added a little bit of flavor to the Wendy's spicy chicken without detracting texture necessarily. The piece of chicken looked suspiciously patty-like. I'm with you, Tim, on this. It felt really like a chicken patty and less like a chicken breast. I think it was a chicken breast, but I'm so confused because I really thought these were the same piece of chicken, and I really don't think that is true anymore. And what I will say here about the spicy is the spice, for me, it only added heat. It didn't add flavor. It added heat, which is okay. I'm not a spice puss or whatever you want to, whatever we shouldn't call it anymore. But, you know, I don't mind a little heat, but this was only heat for me. This was not, there was nothing, no other notes in that heat. It was just kind of a, ooh, this will be aggressive on you later. Like Tim was alluding to, the gastronomically challenging, which I think is a great term. And then I went to the classic. Now at this point, I've eaten two Wendy's chicken sandwiches, so I'm not in a good place. So that might shape how I felt about this. I actually thought on the spicy, and it's I should be clear, the classic has the same ingredients as the spicy plus pickles. And in my case, an extra piece of lettuce. This one had two pieces of lettuce, which I thought was very strange. The chicken, this was the first breast of or sandwich of the three that had flavorful breading. it was mostly grease and salt. I think it's kind of how Tim was describing the BK the circumstance. It's like, this is greasy and salty. I like it. So maybe that's not like how you were describing Burger King, Tim, but it was there was something there at least that I wasn't picking up on in either of the previous two. The pickles added a nice crunch, but that made the lettuce obsolete. I disagreed and disapproved of the concept of having both pickles and lettuce in that sandwich. And the bun to chicken ratio on all three of my Wendy's sandwiches was just off. The bun itself is flavorless. I'm maybe tipping my hand here. I did not care for any of the three Wendy's sandwiches I had. And having them all at once only just made me really grouchy the rest of the night or the next day or whatever. So that's me. My story of Wendy's is just a story of regret. And I honestly don't know how I'm going to vote, even here and now. Keith, you're up.
I mean, so I sort of hear what you guys are saying, but I've never had a bad sit experience with the spicy chicken sandwich. It just sits with me fine. It's honestly my go-to fast food when I have like, when I've consumed a lot of alcohol or if I have a migraine. So I eat a lot of these and I like them a lot. And I can't make you guys like it, but I'm ride or die with this sandwich.
So I will say I am interested in trying it again. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, one experience dissuade me. I guess my only hope was to Steve's point that I think I was just expecting a little bit more, like I expected it to be closer to the classic in terms of the chicken itself than to the crispy chicken, which, by the way, why is it called the crispy chicken? Because there is no crisp in that chicken. It is less crispy than their other chicken.
Yeah, but it's the least crispy of the
none
three.
None whatsoever.
But yeah, so I get that price shouldn't affect it here because again, I found it to be a very, very high quality chicken patty was sort of where my brain went as I had it.
On the spicy.
I would for sure take a Worcester Dining Commons chicken sandwich over that sandwich for sure.
Over the crispy chicken or the
right, okay. And I'll say the classic, but not the spicy.
All right. So I mean, I think. All right. How do we want to vote on this? I mean, the spicy slash classic. Although they're again for the third time, I really fucked up how I did this tournament. But it almost sounds like the spicy and classic, which are competing as sort of a joint venture. I mean, if you're voting for that, just say spicy slash classic or classic slash spicy. And if you're voting for the crispy, you can say the crispy chicken sandwich. Are we ready to vote on this? Are we ready to just put it behind us?
I am. I would just say, I think in the future, if I was doing this over, I actually would pair the spicy and the crispy together and make the classic be what it was up against. But that was not the way this was built.
I mean, they're not
totally
even
fair.
One's a dollar and the other's five. Clearly that's
so
not
really
what Wendy's wants
here. I think what's screwing us up is that they pulled the spicy crispy off the menu because when there was a crispy and a spicy crispy and a classic and a spicy, it really felt like that sort of paradigm and setup and the, you know, you could see the 2x2 axis almost of quality on one axis and spiciness on the other. It really felt like it was a balanced menu. But I agree. These now are just three separate entities, almost like introducing the Chick-fil-A grilled sandwich along with the spicy and their classic. So
can we just vote for Burger King instead?
Well, let's put this vote behind us. And then I do have some ideas here. Because this is just, I don't want to oversell. Let's just get this vote behind us. And
real quick,
we can talk about it.
Is value allowed to play a role here at all? And the answer could be no, or the answer could be it's up to you. And I'm just curious where that falls.
Everything is allowed to play a role. Each man is only voting how he himself sees fit. If truly the tiebreaker between two sandwiches ultimately in this tournament becomes like how polite the cashier was to you, or how long you had to wait in line, that's valid and that's up to you. I mean, everyone's judging on their own criteria. So that said, let's again, we're either going crispy or classic/spicy. Is everyone ready to cast their vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Winner, chicken dinner.
Spicy.
Crispy. Classic.
Okay. So the classic/spicy has won, which is absolutely fine. My vote for the crispy was a defiant fuck you to Wendy's in general. I was not impressed with any of their sandwiches, and figured if I'm going to have a Wendy's sandwich in the future, a chicken sandwich, I will spend less money on it and be exactly what you were saying, Tim. And if I'm not going to be adequately whelmed at all, I would rather just be underwhelmed and treat it like hangover food.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, if you couldn't tell, I was actually going back and forth. And so I think for the sake of this podcast continuing, having the spicy chicken sandwich go through is probably a good thing. I think to answer your question, right, which am I likely to get again? It's the crispy over the classic. But I did think the classic was adequate. And like, so ultimately that was my favorite of the three, if I could just have one in front of me. So,
it's so clearly the classic so clearly was not in the league that Chick-fil-A and, Popeyes, and even some of my previous McDonald's and Burger King upscale sandwiches have been. And it just, even the classic, just Wendy's left a lot to be desired. That said, I'm willing and happy to have both the spicy and the classic again. It's cheaper than getting just one.
That's the problem.
And, we'll do this all again, I guess. So that said, as of right now, we've got on the left side of the bracket, the Popeyes chicken sandwich going up against the Wendy's spicy/classic chicken sandwich. We will, in the interest of continuing the tournament in the podcast, we will, theoretically all sample both again. And I think I know which way each of you are leaning. I'm not necessarily sure how I'm leaning, but I have an idea too. This feels wrong to me and bad. It feels like we could already vote on the next level, but I don't want to do that yet. So
Steve, just I'm willing one now, next time. Just see.
I know. But I need to pick which one.
Hey, Steve, we should go, socially distant, maybe separate cars, but we should go together sometime and then just each have one of the sandwiches.
In separate cars, saying, yeah, the other part of my you pick two is behind me.
Yeah, put the sandwich in that car.
So at this point, let me outline the remaining four sandwiches in the tournament.
Well, here's and where it gets good.
This is actually going to get interesting, right? Now, as of the time of this recording, two of these sandwiches still have not been released, but they're both coming soon. And on the right side of the bracket now, we have the Chick-fil-A, again, pick your poison, the not the grilled, but either the Chick-fil-A sandwich or the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich or the deluxe version of either one, which just adds, in both cases, some cheese and some vegetables. That is entrant number one on the right side. And it will go up against the new KFC chicken sandwich in what I can only assume is the best and hardest opening round matchup we have. And I'm excited about that for a number of reasons.
I don't want to eat the McChicken.
Right, on the lower right side, we have the McChicken versus the new McDonald's chicken sandwich, which confusingly, Tim, is called the McDonald's, I believe, crispy chicken sandwich, which just mixes up the tiers of, you know, the Wendy's crispy being the cafeteria lunch patty sandwich versus the McDonald's using the crispy term, perhaps more appropriately for a, you know, the McChicken is not very crisp, but at any rate, that's,
it doesn't look like appropriately, right, though. It really doesn't. It looks like it's more of a Chick-fil-A style rather than, but we'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're going to do over the next month or so, whenever these sandwiches are released. We're going to have KFC versus Chick-fil-A, and we're going to do McDonald's versus McDonald's. And I'm open to, depending on how those both go and depending on some of our takes on these two unreleased sandwiches, it's possible we could have like a battle back or a playback in or something, or it's even possible that we could unanimously agree perhaps that one of the final four maybe doesn't belong there and should be replaced with something else. I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to start promising that, but I think there's a way to fix this tournament as we're going along that isn't totally cheating. I don't know. Or even mixing up the entrance. For instance, maybe McDonald's and Wendy's switch places or something.
We reseed.
I genuinely don't know. Yeah, reseed almost. That's one way to put it.
Or potentially even add other chicken sandwiches into the mix that just happen to show up.
first round buys, yeah.
Yeah, first round buy.
I mean, all that said, let's plan on having those discussions when and if we need to on our next episode, which is probably not going to be recorded for at least another month or so, maybe 3 weeks at least. I don't think the McDonald's sandwich is launching until late February, and I have really no idea. I think the KFC sandwich is rolling out slowly and is supposed to be in markets all over the nation by the end of February, but, you know, check with your local KFC to see if it's available now. At any rate, I'm excited for the second half of the tournament. I think overall I'm going to have more fun consuming, and fun is maybe the wrong word, but just a more enjoyable time consuming these sandwiches. But any thoughts on the upcoming battles from either of you guys, or are we just ready to go eat them?
Pace yourself, guys. One at a time.
Yeah, I mean, like, new sandwiches are always, and I think that's what we're here for, right, is to try the new sandwiches. I think,
yeah,
as much as we can, trying to compare sandwiches. I may try to branch out a little bit, and if I stumble upon something, I'll let both of you know. But always on the lookout for a new good fast food chicken sandwich. So hopefully one of these in our bracket delivers.
I still have a Popeye's chicken tender in my fridge. You think it's good?
All right. Until next time, guys.
Don't be a chicken.